Bata, namjin nashin ta kama kashi kum jaya, tatanda. Ani kum jebe ring la, ta kama chingi ring la, sim chungpo kwaya. Rwa, di kishu mui pare, rwa.
So as usual, we spend a couple of minutes doing some meditation. So it is very important that in the course of this couple of minutes, and even for 1 or 2 minutes, we should try to make sure that the mind is alert. So, sometimes, we may kind of, use that opportunity, the couple of minutes, thinking that we are meditating, but instead of using it as a time to to relax and rest. Yeah, so that is not what meditation is. Yeah.
어떻게니 딱 그러고 딱 가면 찡이지 지단 딱다 두지 두지 약부지도 말해 가서는 강가 탕치 니업치 딱 갈래 카시 딱 갈아스 아니 많이가 내가지 디가나 갈아스 다 디션이 다 가면 공격도 내려보다 매발 거 그러고 랑신기도 마스 셰바마 티비 마시 근데 자야 딱 삼실렙대 그래 두수 뒤에 지키게 그래
Well, of course, I mean, this is not an ideal time of the day to do any meditation, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody has just finished a long day at work, Everybody's tired, and on top of that, I guess most of you must have had your dinner, yeah. So, this is the kind of time we are facing, yeah. So, naturally, it's a time where you just, it's naturally a spacing out time, yeah.
Actually, time for close eye and sleep. Thank you.
So yeah, so that's the situation. But we try, okay? Generate a little bit of courage, determination, okay, we just try for a few minutes, just try to do a good job, yeah. As much as possible. Bring to mind Buddha. And then do the visualization of the flow of nectar and so forth, and then make prayers, right? As usual, yeah. My guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom heals down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing the darkness of ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind, enlighten my intelligence and wisdom so that I may gain insight into the Buddhist words and texts and explain them. O Marabhatsanati, O Marabhatsanati, Marabhatsanati.
他做可是呢，他做他吧，全部做的，做他吧，全部那么那么说来的，做可是呢，他心头存一个逻辑，是吧？他不就那么那么大，那就做点嘛，心头存一个，什么是结果？第一把的。
The main practice in the Mahayana is the development of the attitude of being intent on others' welfare. Okay, that is the main practice of the Mahayana, right? Okay, developing a wish, an intent on achieving the welfare of others. Others here do not refer to specific individual or individuals. Rather, it means all living beings, every single one. Yeah.
어떻게냐? 지방 가르치나 신기 전체에 로디 강서 쳐다보라미 아니 지 진달의 맥체 디 신든 체기 로 달라 닝제게 진대 강서 쳐다보라 맥체 참바게리 페젠다 도와 르스도바 탐젤라 용대지 그러와
you know having a love and compassion for specific individuals and having a desire to work or to achieve the welfare of specific individuals is something that I guess an every living being would have. In our context here, when we're here, you know, discussing this topic, yeah, we are not here to learn how to develop love, compassion, and a wish to accomplish the welfare of certain individuals or specific individuals. This is something that we all know, that we are all doing, yeah, everyone. But rather, here, we're trying to understand the instructions for developing unbiased love and unbiased compassion. This is what we are looking at here.
What did this? That tanda, ane tamjel mikche, ane chambada ningje di ke tukere mare. That tanda ting ozo samla dae pare. To tila ane that dinan labje suan la tamjel mikbe chambada ningje ke bala tomar an semnyam ba dukre semita. Semnyam ba jim madum na tamjel mikbe chambada ningje ke tuku mare. Yunzen tinde isa tomar semnyam ba dukre semnyam sede ata chadam chore sama sama si semnyam kangla chadam chore sama semnyam ba si kugre semnyam ba dukwe di kechim bore semnyam tomar di sungu yore.
Okay, so the instructions that we are learning here are the instructions for developing this unbiased love and unbiased compassion. Yeah. And of course, then we have to ask the question, is this even possible in the first place? Yeah. Is it even possible to develop unbiased love and unbiased compassion that extends to every single one, you know, living being? Yeah. So, the teachings tell us that in order to develop unbiased love and unbiased compassion, we first must develop even-mindedness, impartiality, even-mindedness, yeah, towards everyone. You know. Even-mindedness means a mind that is not influenced either by attachment or nor hostility. So, if without achieving even-mindedness, then there's no way of developing unbiased love and compassion. Okay, so this is what the text says, right?
어떻게니? 제단 단어 좀 쓰면 바지 아니 두 단계 탑시 간대래 했으나 가장 쉬워 나신래 나 다음 주 뒷번에 가봐 나신래 당도 아니 강서 쳐다보 숨나 믹제 아니 발매 삼자를 믹제 쓰면 뭐 두배 뒤는 년나 믹제 쓰면 뭐 두배 뒤는 달라 믹제 쓰면 뭐 두배 뒤는 대신 뒤는 두도나 아니 뒤는 마다 가래 가래 마 두스 곰 잡채 담제를 믹제 쓰면 뭐 두배기
So in our root text, we are told to cultivate even-mindedness by focusing first on a neutral person. After having some success, then we are supposed to then cultivate even-mindedness, focusing on a loved one. Then, only then do we move on to an enemy, someone that is considered to be an enemy. Only then, after that, then we should gradually extend this attitude of even-mindedness toward all living beings. So in the last session we looked at what are some of the ways in which we can reduce the feelings of attachment you know, that we have for our loved ones. And also we did also look at the instructions for reducing hostility, you know, towards our enemies, right? So basically the main method, yeah, for reducing hostility and attachment is basically reflecting on how nothing is certain, yeah, in life, yeah. Well, in samsara in general, but even if we look in this and look in the context of one lifetime, we can see how enemies do become friends, and friends do become enemies. And then if you then think about past, few lives, and future lives, that will also be the case, right? How nothing, basically, really, there's nothing that is certain, you know. Everyone out there has equally harmed us, but they also have equally benefited us, yeah.
Oh, today some time ago, ani kasha lati, chae kasha latae, ani koba mido sehista. Today si tik mona tajik some tangbai na, mi chun some tangbai na kore si yongde si. Oh, today chungbai na ta chao dong chungu zhe si.
So, based on this reason, therefore, the conclusion is that then there's really no real meaning or no point in getting upset at one and being emotionally so involved or attached to another. Yeah. So, by reflecting on this continuously, then it's possible to, I guess, reduce attachment and hostility and eventually achieve some even-mindedness. So for us who are influenced so much by attachment and hostility, so at the times when there is a situation whereby a person becomes an enemy or someone is doing some harm, then if we can think well how anyway things are not certain, things may change, right? There's no certainty, and I guess it really helps, right, to reduce these feelings of hostility, right?
Oh, tinde yung ata tinde ma ata tinde sinani chung ni shaba na sing ta chi ya pi ta ko chi gom to bai na tham ja la sen ya ma to chi yong to bai o tinde sa le lo ta tia ko ta so so sam lo tang che ta gom che sam lo tang che ta an sin ho tham ba chi o tinde chi ma chung ba to ka ko yin ba le lo o tinde le
so I think if we reflect, meditate according to what is taught in the text, and I guess even-mindedness can be achieved, right? Yeah. So it's a matter of us trying it out, yeah, and putting it into a practice. Yeah. But of course, until we get some taste, yeah, some experience, yeah, some practical benefit, yeah. I guess, of course, until then, of course, it looks difficult, right? Okay, so having even-mindedness towards all sentient beings is extremely important. Yeah, in fact, it's the basis for developing unbiased love and unbiased compassion. Right? Okay. Then the next thing is, in order to develop unbiased love and unbiased compassion, it is also very important to be able to have affection for everyone, to be able to see everyone is, literally is warm, pleasant, you know. But you know, it's translated as having affection, right? In a sense, having affection for everyone, yeah.
Oh, that in the day, you won't get numbers in the tongue to it. Tapshella, and it won't condes Jaguaresna, and it in a soila, tongue of Mark, and it's Markumba, Chintaba, Chinsoma, what in there soon come the tongue, eh?
So if having affection for all sentient beings is so important in order to develop unbiased love and compassion, to be able to see everyone as very pleasant, you know, to feel how everyone matters to you, what should we do to develop this kind of affection? Yeah? So the text mentions 3 points, right? Cultivating a recognition that all beings are your mothers, cultivating a remembrance of their kindness, and then cultivating the wish to repay your mother's kindness.
Ani, Chenua, Mahoban, Chabar Joas, or that in the Nigatone, that some of that.
So the first point, to reflect on in trying to develop affection for all sentient beings is cultivating this recognition that everyone has been known. Cultivating a recognition of all sentient beings as your mothers, right? So this involves recognizing how everyone has been our mothers before, and in the future they will continue to be our mothers. How does the text establish that all sentient beings are our mothers? Firstly, because samsara cyclic existence has no beginning. Since cyclic existence is beginningless, our births in cyclic existence are also without beginning. And in between births, we must have died and have taken rebirth, isn't it? Yeah? And in each of those times, we must have had a mother, yeah? So in that sense, everyone has been our mother. And there's no way to claim that, you know, there isn't a kind of body that we have never assumed in samsara. Yeah. So therefore, in order to assume such bodies, and all the different kinds of bodies in samsara that we have taken on, we must have had a mother, yeah.
What in there is that here couple and that in the couple to have been a call of Toma never say that in the Shun couple to a call of Toma never in the Rangi Jawala, Toma never the Rang Katu Javaris and Rangi Java the Katuni Duras and Toma Medish. That is some don't couple of couple to a chicken as Toma Yoran Dosh, Toma Yaris and Kapushi Shatigur.
So, you know, this understanding how samsara has no beginning is emotionally very difficult for us. You can't fit the mind. I mean, it's like, you know, we like beginnings, yeah. But, you know, to say that there is a beginning to samsara would be difficult to uphold. It's difficult to uphold that samsara is a beginning. But yet, you know, beginning of samsara is something that we find it very difficult to accept, yeah. So if you think about it, it's pretty much the same, you know, if we look at our own existence, you know, we think, I have no beginning. So what do you think? Is it better to say that we have a beginning, or we have no beginning? Emotionally difficult.
Which one you want to choose? Huh? No beginning. Huh?
You believe or not? You actually believe?
No beginning. No beginning, no end. No beginning. That is some loose dump of the water. Toman never the carriers.
This is something that we have to figure this out, no choice, right? Why isn't there a beginning, yeah, basically? Why? So what's the problem if we say that there's a beginning? Anyway, we like opening ceremonies and we like closing ceremonies anyway. Human beings are open, close. So what's wrong if we say that we all have a beginning? Okay, right? Sounds good, yeah? Hmm. 我们有个开始。 Hello?
Tong
What's the reason why there's no, why samsara has no beginning? Why our we have no beginning, our existence? Mr. Tan. You seem to be deep in thought.
only we have good answer.
So in essence, the text is saying that all sentient beings have been our mothers because our cyclic existence has no beginning, and also our own rebirths are without beginning. And for that reason, therefore, everyone has been our mother and will be our mother, continue to be our mother. Yeah. So based on this reasoning, they will not be able to find a sentient being who has never been our mother.
Yeah.
Once we are able to figure out how all sentient beings have been our mothers and will also continue to be our mothers, once we have figured this out on our own minds, have that feeling, then we move on to the next step, cultivating a remembrance of their kindness. In cultivating a remembrance of the kindness of all sentient beings that having been our mother, the instruction is to first remember the kindness of the mother of this life. Right? That's the first thing we first ask to think about the kindness of the mother in the, of this life. Because in general, yeah, you could say in general for most people, I guess, the mother is someone who's who's very kind, yeah.
어떻게 세상다 약보시다 튕기 가서는 다 튕기 장단시 약보 삼단 근데 삼단 거서나 아니 체디 마야 체디 집을 튕기 장바 많이 봐 저 망보로 튕기 장바 봐 근데 시야 다 삼야 다 줄음도 다시 봐 체디 집부만 봐 체디 체디 튕기 장바 맞아 차라 장래 돼 가지 튕기 장바 봐 근데 삼 당시 삼다
So we cultivate the remembrance of the kindness of the mother of this life, right? And then we are also then asked to bring to mind the kindness that she had extended to us in the past when she was also our mother. Yeah, we are, and we are to do this also continuously, right? To think about this. So, besides thinking about the kindness of our mother in this life, how she has been kind to us in this life. If we recollect or bring to mind how she must have been kind to us in the past when she was our mother numberless times, then I guess a special kind of feeling will arise, isn't it? Yeah, and then you feel how precious, how kind this person has been.
Yeah.
First, we need to be able to feel the kindness of the mother of this life. That becomes the basis to and then recollect, remember to think about the kindness that she must have extended to us in the past when she was our mother numberless times. And in order for that to work, in order to be able to do that in the first place, we must be able to feel the kindness of her in this very lifetime, isn't it? So the text says that once we have were able to, you know, give rise to such a remembrance of the kindness of our mother of this life, yeah, her kindness that she's shown to us in this life and the kindness she's shown to us in all our numberless past lives, then we switch the object to someone else, a close, a loved one, such as our father, and then do that same reflection again. Then we extend it then slowly to other friends and relatives and loved ones, yeah. And then only then do we then extend it to the enemy towards extend the reflection towards the enemies,
yeah.
Once we are able to, you know, have this feeling of how all sentient beings have been kind to us while they were our mothers. Yeah. Then the next one is easy. You naturally have a wish to repay their kindness. Here, this cultivating a wish to repay our mother's kindness, yeah, which means all sentient beings, right? It's not just about repaying them in terms of providing them with some temporary benefit or material comfort or what have you. The meditation on cultivating the wish to repay our mother's kindness is this. Because they have been so kind, therefore, in terms when we repay their kindness, we must give them something. We must give them something that's the best. And what is this? To help them free from their suffering and, in particular, ignorance. So to repay the mother's kindness, right? We have to free them from the best way is to free them from suffering, and that has to be done by helping them be liberated from their own ignorance. So if you remember the discussion in the section of the person of medium capacity, all the undesirable sufferings, all the problems of life comes ultimately back to ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance is the root cause. Yeah. So until sentient beings are liberated from their own ignorance, no matter what you do, no matter what you do to them, until we help them free themselves from ignorance, no matter what you do to them, they will never ever be truly happy. Right? So the best way of repaying the kindness of others is to help them free themselves from ignorance. Yeah. So we develop an affection for all living beings by cultivating these three points, right? On the basis of recognizing how everyone has been our mother and remembering their kindness when they were our mothers. And then, based on that, then you will have a wish to repay the kindness, and coupled with the understanding that all of them are suffering because of their ignorance, then I guess a very strong wish, you know, to do something for them will arise, isn't it? And you feel that, no, I just can't, you know, I just cannot do anything, you know.
What did he put it? Chesata, that, Autoxine, that today's tontona, that younger Namachin, today's tontobaina, not the Latin American. Autoxine, Tinema, that today's young, that you don't want Namachi Ketuna, and it's that, Tinema, that, Carsar, Shinta, Tunic, Lodi, get to pay, but it, Marwa, T, Shinki Tun. अनि तुनिग लोजि केतवे अ तिन्दे शिन त तुनि लो पिता बुजि केला अनि छि छबा कुम गय निजे कुम गय अनि लासम कुम बास अ तिन्दे सिनि त ति सुमि वाय बारे
सो थ्रू सच ए कल्टिवेशन इफ वी आर एबल टु डेवलप एन अफेक्शन फॉर एवरी लिविंग बीइंग देन वी विल बी एबल टु देन डेवलप the attitude that is intent on achieving their welfare, right? In order to develop this attitude, we have to cultivate love, compassion, and a wholehearted resolve.
What did they share? That didn't mean any question. That time was chamber come. That didn't you hunger number one. Don't say that any chamber come. Chamba said the Mikba condition is now that the water medium is in Jenji, any Chambi Mikba Shahe, the water medium is Sim Jenji, any you to Cheshe, any Tedos that Louis number the Candelisena, any the water Ched Tindaki Rava, and not Tower Jujin Yame, the water Tabar Chapels, Otto Tindation Deshita.
Okay, so on the basis of having developed affection for all sentient beings, then next is the cultivation of love. Yeah. So, what is the object of love? The love that we are supposed to cultivate. What is the object of our love? It says in the text. Living beings who do not have happiness. So that is the object of love. Yeah. What is the subjective aspect? Also, what is the mind thinking of? Right. You have the object, sentient beings, and so then when the mind is focused on the sentient beings, those who are do not have happiness, what is the mind thinking of? So that's the subjective aspect. Yeah. So the subjective aspects are thinking. How nice it would be if beings were happy, and may they be happy, and I will cause them to be happy. So, if you put this together, you will have what love. You will have love. The definition of love. What is love? Love is a mind that, when focused on living beings who do not have happiness, is a mind that thinks, "Oh, may they be happy. How nice it would be if they were all happy."
What did they say? What did they say? That did they get any carcina? That did the chamber sim chiavina? And you pay your casuals, that in a mass so many. Rot things in Yabo dirt tongue, that chamber sim chiavina, and pay your casuals, that on the soon to call it, things in Yabo dirt tongue, Chava Tati to be shindama, Chava Nama, Bombi Chinibas, Jabjo Nama D, Doctor, which and best sim to town the chamber.
So what are the benefits of love? What are the benefits of having this mind? Yeah? So they say, so Lama Tsongkhapa quotes the King of Concentration Sutra, which states, always offering to superior beings as many countless offerings as there are in billions of lands does not equal a portion of the benefit of a loving attitude. It says that the benefit of love has far greater merit than continually making vast offerings to the highest recipients. Also, the array of qualities in Manjushri's Buddha realm states, in the northeast is the land of the conqueror Buddheshvara, called decorated by a thousand universes. There, living beings have a happiness which is like the bliss of a monk who experiences a cessation. If you generate a loving attitude here in Jambuvipa toward all living beings for merely a snap of the fingers, the merit produced greatly surpasses the merit gained by keeping pure conduct there for 1 trillion years. Is there any need to mention the merit of abiding in a loving attitude both day and night? So basically, you can see the benefits of love, isn't it? Yeah. Even if one can develop this love for just a very short period of time, fraction of a moment. Yeah, the benefits far surpasses the merit of making offerings. Yeah. Okay. So this is the benefit. So it's telling us that even if we cannot do it for a long time, even just to think about love for a short period of time is important that we should try. So in terms of the stages of cultivating love, yeah. So we first cultivate love towards friends, then cultivate love towards people who we have neutral feelings, and then cultivate love towards enemies, yeah. The way to cultivate love is to remember how, as long as anyone, whoever the person is in cyclic existence, there is no real happiness. It doesn't matter who, doesn't matter where in cyclic existence, as long as you're in cyclic existence, you are deprived of real happiness. You are deprived of the highest happiness. Yeah. Yeah. You're devoid of it, in fact. When you have a good realization of this fact, about how everyone in cyclic existence is deprived of this, the real highest happiness, then it is said that a wish for others to be, for all of them to be happy, will naturally arise. This is one essential point. In order for us to have this wish for others to be happy, in order for others to be happy, in order for us to have love for everyone, we first must realize how everyone in the first place is deprived of love. Is deprived of real happiness, you know, in cyclic existence, yeah. Then, you know, if we use our own experience, whatever happy things we experience, happiness we experience, good things, you know, based on our limited experience, whatever we have, then we can also wish, that may all of everyone else be able to experience, what we know, at least, right? So if we're able to think in such a way, I guess it's very helpful, right? Based on our own experience of whatever happiness we understand, we know, and then we can really sincerely wish it for others as well. Well, how wonderful it would be if they have happiness as well, right? And we can feel it, and develop this kind of wish. And I said to bring about immeasurable benefit,
yeah.
Next is the cultivation of compassion, yeah? Right? The object of compassion are the suffering sentient beings. When focused on these suffering sentient beings, what is the mind thinking? How nice it would be if living beings were free from suffering.
This one, that you walk us now, that dungalgi, dungal that they seem genji, you to chase it. That in there somebody, that dungal, you to chase it. That they do consider dungal and tana chimarums, but in there is some bachelor in jail.
Okay. So, the object here is a sentient being who is suffering. When you focus on these sentient beings, suffering sentient beings, and you develop the wish for them to be free of suffering, right? This thought, may they be free from suffering. Then this mind is what we call compassion.
What to see? That to that, any chicken soda. That 가선 다 건단 집바이 바래 가서는 가서 되게 도마다 그런 게 자셔라미 디네 아니 지 발마라미 디네 달라미체 아니 지 디네 마다 탐자라미체 아니 이제 고메시 어디 숨고요.
And the way to cultivate compassion is on the order is this, yeah. First, like love, basically. First, we focus on our loved ones, cultivate compassion for our loved ones, then cultivate compassion for someone whom we have neutral feelings, and then cultivate compassion for those who are our enemies. Only then do we extend it to the rest of the sentient beings, yeah.
What he made a cheddar, that carasana, that tongue other tandem, Yapuji Kiela, that Takana Shire, that tongue, Anishi Carasana, Sanja Parabu, Dongak, Natsuin, Pala, Yane, Yangu Summer Tangway, Ross, Yane, Yangu Summer Tangs, and Natsu, Chichimaji Apushin, Dukana, Anni, Tijala, Tandem, Lodi Nangi, Ross, Cheddar, that Tinde, Dongak, Natsu, Yane, and Natsuin, Samela, Anni, Carasana. 기부 딩지 갑다 셰기 다 계신 못 차고요래 냠내나 과야 계신 못 차고래 아버도 아니지 코로 지치다 동아 삼에 아버도 동아 계삼에 동아 조삼에 아니 동아 숨삼에 어떤데 코로 지 동아 삼에 드네 쳇다 아니지 그 동아 쳇다 르두고 동아 소소 아니 용당지 삼아 코체 딘데게 나쯤이 봐 약보 삼단 아니 지다 아니 지 잔덕으로 동아다 잔덕으로 뒤 아니 숙청 보증 한 게 게임에 어디 돼 있어요?
In order to develop compassion for all beings, it is very important to realize to feel and realize how they are tormented by suffering in cyclic existence. Once we are able to feel or see how they are tormented by suffering in cyclic existence, the wish for them to be free from suffering will naturally arise. So in order to be able to feel for how others are tormented in cyclic existence, then the material that was covered in the section on the persons of medium capacity becomes extremely important. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, we have to understand the general sufferings of cyclic existence. Then we talk about the specific sufferings of cyclic existence, the specific sufferings of the six realms. Then that's where there's the discussion of the eight types of suffering, six types of suffering, the three types of suffering. So that material becomes a very important, yeah.
What in this chasm, that it, today's autoxin, that on that, any casual, what in this, that on the Tisha, that cinema, Titi Lona, Yakonata Sums, Tonda Titu, what the last court number Ninja Nabache, any Gombe Corim, Thomas, the Shish, Tishu to what? Tonsa Ninja Cottage, any Tambo. Mikbache, Tinin Nabache, and Gombe Corim, Tishu to Dua. Shiva Corim Tetra Combe Nini Star. Say, if you know that on the Tictus, Tetra Tanyum Down, Chamba Down, Ninjela, Yusos or Chenes, Remjan to Combatin, Chungunda, Dui Jesu Town, Loma Kamala Shil Zabahinas. Tini, Nishin to Chedes, Soso Macheva, Tamboni, Chilamin, Jambala, Gabarta Nayans, Dua. Gabarta Nayan, Rerene Samna. Kanlayan, Mikawa Nangas, Rereni Yuju Yawang, Marshabata, Dene, Chimandu Dante, Tarjila Mini Jana, Sopat, Soso, Kanla Mikan, Namta Kivi, Chiro, Statala, Junset in the streets.
So, okay, in the root text, that's at the bottom of page 145. If you're reading the Lamrim Chenmu volume 2, it's the second paragraph on page 44. Kamala Shila, following the discourses on knowledge, set out this way of gradually cultivating impartiality, love, and compassion while distinguishing specific objects of meditation. It is an extremely important point. If you train in these attitudes of impartiality, love, and compassion without distinguishing and taking up specific objects of meditation, but only using a general object from the outset, you will just seem to generate these attitudes. Then, when you try to apply them to specific individuals, you will not be able to actually generate these attitudes towards anyone. But once you have a transformative experience towards an individual in your meditation practice, as explained previously, you may then gradually increase the number of individuals you visualize within your meditation. Finally, take all beings in general as your objects of meditation. When you sustain this practice in meditation, you will generate these attitudes correctly, whether you're dealing with individuals or a group. So what this paragraph highlights is an extremely important point. So when we are cultivating our own practice of impartiality, love, and compassion, we first have to start these meditations focusing on specific persons. Once you have a good transformative experience in relation to specific persons, then you gradually extend the number, and then only then do you extend the meditation in a general way, encompassing others. Then you will have success. But right from the beginning, if you cultivate this, but without thinking of any specific individuals, but you think all sentient beings, you know. Yeah. That's what we do, like, all sentient beings. You know?
Then one sentient being come in front of you, that's it.
All sentient beings.
All sentient beings disappear.
Become sentient being.
Sentient being. What in the What did they say?
So this is really good quality advice, right? This is what we call it's really to the point, right? Of course, if we try to put it into practice, you know. Of course, if we can put it into practice, then it goes without saying. I mean, it's really amazing. It's something. It's like, you know. Without talking about putting it into practice, even just to be able to hear these instructions, you know, and then have a feeling, there's really something about these teachings. Yeah. I mean, it really makes hell a lot of sense, right, to the point. Yeah. Even just to be able to have that understanding, to feel, you know, there's some faith in the how wonderful these instructions are, that itself, I think, is really amazing. You know. Of course, if you're able to practice, then, of course, no need to say that.
More amazing. Huh? Then more amazing.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Tinderisha. 제단 당한 듯 티래 너와 지금 갈 수 없네 어 딘데리샤 다 티네마 다 촉바 니제 깨비 세 세리 디마 로션 디메토 누가 니제 깨비 세니 고민 당번에 쓰시 당겨시 이동에 부 미대와 신도 선제 탐제라 동안도 동안 때는 창원 때에 남배 니제 랑기 만기 죽겠다니 충벌교와 디세스 tē tsokpa yinpē, nīng jē chīngpō mīng tāp tēsī. Shē pō, kārsa pō chūngō, nīng tō, chē tūk pāsī. Dūngā wā jū wā lā, mā tē nīng jē chē tsam jā wā tē tsam pē lō. Shō chī, sēm jē tam jā lā, nīng jē rāng kē ngī jā wā nā, nīng jē chīngpō tsēng yī tsāng wā jā wā sōng sō. Dī yī chāmbā chīngpō jē wē tsē jā wā shē mā shā wā wā sī.
Next, the measure of having developed compassion. Kamalashila's first stages of meditation gives the measure for the development of compassion. When you spontaneously feel compassion, which has the subjective wish to completely eliminate the sufferings of all living... No. Okay, correct. When you spontaneously feel compassion, which has the subjective wish to completely eliminate the sufferings of all living beings, just like a mother's wish to remove her dear child's unhappiness, then your compassion is complete and is therefore called great compassion. Here, Kamalashila says that when you spontaneously feel compassion for all beings commensurate with a mother's compassion for her very dear and small suffering child, then you have completely perfect great compassion. Through this, understand the measure for the development of great love as well. So just like a mother who is tormented upon seeing her only beloved child suffering, whether sick or so forth, right? And you know, spontaneously, naturally having a strong desire for only child to be released from that suffering, is thinking day and night when what that will happen, right? So that's the example. So it is said that come the day when we're able to feel these spontaneously, you know, for all sentient beings, you know. Yeah, they have the same kind of feeling of compassion for sentient beings, then that's the day where great compassion has arisen in our minds. Yeah. So it is similar for great love as well.
Okay. Don't understand us immediately. Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
Point of clarification, please. When Ken Rinpoche was going over the aspect of love, the subjective aspect of both love and compassion, in this translation of the middle length lamrim, it says not only the thought of how wonderful it would be if the person is happy and may they meet with happiness, but it says here, I will make them meet with happiness. So it seems to be in this middle length lamrim, at least in this translation, it seems like the extraordinary attitude is already here, and it appears in the same way on page 145 when it talks about compassion. So just to clarify whether this may be an error in this text here.
It is there.
It is there.
In the Lamrim Chenmo also.
Okay, so if that's the case, how different is this from the extraordinary attitude?
I guess it's a matter of strength. In developing love and compassion, one will have that thought. That's the thought. I will cause them to have happiness. I will cause them to be free of suffering. But when it comes to wholehearted resolve, the strength of conviction is stronger, much stronger. Yeah. In fact, there, in wholehearted resolve, you're not only saying, I will do it, I will do it myself, alone. It's like, I myself will do it.
Okay, one more question. This goes back to developing the mind of equanimity. The process of developing the mind of equanimity, it says start with someone neutral, So I wondered if Ken Rinpoche can elaborate a little bit about what that mind of equanimity is like, because I thought if it is someone that is neutral, your mind is already kind of even-minded, because it's like you neither have aversion or do you have attachment to this person. I'm not saying indifference, because I know indifference is something else. Indifference is like you don't care whether that person live or die, basically. So I wondered if Ken Rinpoche can elaborate a little bit more about that mind of equanimity. And the second point is, what is the measure of having achieved a mind of equanimity in this context?
You understand?
So when we think of people or neutral people who are neutral, usually basically the word is bochap, as you have clearly expressed what I also think. Die la, live la, that kind of thing. We don't really care. The person has neither harmed us, the person has neither benefited me. Basically indifferent, whatever la, But this is what we conceive of neutral people, right? But it's not the case, there's no need to meditate to develop this. Already there.
But so that the Tapsi didn't mean that they can't say that. Rama, you die, Machi, near Machi, can't say it, Louis to Sunshi. That you do some time to Hala, that somewhere put it down. And if you chop and kick it to not, that guy had a lad have a human. Chop was kick it to not. And it?
This is just a way to work with attachment and hostility. A neutral person, as the word implies, is somebody who, at that time, in point in time, for whom we don't have any particular feelings of hostility nor attachment. But if hostility or attachment were to arise in relation to the person, it's generally easier, isn't it, to stop, right? Any such feelings for that person, right? So, you know, when you bring a, when you first think of a neutral person, you know, you bring the person to mind, whether we develop feelings of attachment for the person or feelings of hostility towards the person, when you bring the person to mind, right? Whatever feelings that arise, I guess it's easier to stop, right? It's easier to stop those feelings in relation to a neutral person than a person who you for whom you are already so emotionally involved in a positive way or negative way, right? So I guess it's a matter of the degree of difficulty, it seems. Because in cultivating impartiality, we are first taught to focus on neutral people and then loved ones and then friends. I guess one becomes it becomes increasingly difficult, right? Right?
Then Adam is what, you know, measure. Oh, I have to measure. I didn't bring my measurement to them. I don't know the measure, yeah. I don't know exactly, yeah. Finish, Shambha Kharto. Yeah, that one I don't know, so then next is what? Okay, It's strange, you know, when I ask, anybody want to ask question, nobody wants. So today, no need. I don't. What in the shop? That cinema, cousin Carita, cinema, how some care, that on the how some tea, how some console so much. That on dining, that chabocum, ninja com, tindesia, and it's in that. Simjit Dunga Natsuda, and it pung Yapu Samatan Dugala, and it's a karsana, and it chikta Tinde and it Dawatan Dabata and Dawatan Chebata Dungata Tawati Dakchiku Chao Nibeta Sambashi La Kujik Sambashi Yung Tube Lava.
After in good cultivation of love and compassion, after having developed well the thought wishing others to have all sentiments, to have happiness and to be free of suffering, then one will be able to develop wholehearted resolve and thinking that I will do this, I will achieve this by myself alone. Yeah. One will be able to take up, you know, the responsibility to do it oneself. Yeah.
What in the Chisha, that Tonda in Karsana, that Tindresha, that Tila, Tindegi, and Kurjig, Saba, the Tinde Shukchumbu Yumala, the Tsikikon, Jang, Tonga, what in the Sungua, Tan Chisum Yang, Lujang, or Sesta, Dakchipu Chow, Chisum Yanandus, that Tsikikon, Jang, Tinema, and Chip, that Tonda Samotang, and Shukchurta, Tinemendo.
So the text seems to be saying that the way to once you have reached this point in the training, you know, the way to then bring about this wholehearted resolve is to, you know, remember this couple of lines and then train, you know, continuously in the mind by thinking, I will do this by myself alone. You know.
Repeating the word again and again, yeah, like chanting mantra. I do myself alone. So
It's a way of training, yeah. By keeping these couple of words in mind, I'll do this on myself alone. And it's just a matter of being mindful, you know, right? Being mindful, you know, reminding ourselves. But of course, this kind of training in wholehearted resolve, it comes only after one's love and compassion has been cultivated, yeah. Relax.
If you do that before, then
Kisiao.
Become crazy.
There, gotta go. It shows Ken Wu Shi understands Hokkien. He translated what I said. Kisiao, though. Yeah, show Kisiao. Then there's clearing up some doubts about this wholehearted resolve. Yeah. Even though this thought was described in the context of the practice of repaying your mother's kindness, here it indicates that it is insufficient to have the compassion and love which merely think how nice it would be if they had happiness and were free from suffering. For the thought that assumes responsibility shows that you must develop the compassion and love which have the power to induce the resolve, I will provide happiness and benefit to all living beings. It is very effective if you practice this continuously, being mindful of it in all your physical activities during the period of post-meditation and so on, and not just during the meditation session. What is the qualm that is being raised here, and what is the answer to the qualm? Question time, and then you must look up.
Yeah, there's the qualm they have given here. Yeah, you must get the qualm first. Okay, then after they're answering for the qualm. Okay, there's two things you must get when you read the text. Did you get that? Okay. So I'll stop here. Thursday, bring the qualm, bring the answer. What in the shot that in my present that is some gesture, Tinny present that, Dashin, that you demand to him on the Lojay, that in Emma.
So So we are about to finish with the Sevenfold Course and Effect Instruction, right, for developing bodhicitta. Then in the next session, we will finish this and move on to the instruction of the changing self and others. So when we say read the text, when we say we're reading the text, the way to read our text is not, you know, like how we would read newspapers and magazines, you know. So when you read, you know, the text, when you come to a quam, you must recognize that that is the quam, and you must also be able to figure out what on earth is the answer, you know, to the quam. At least what the text is saying, basically, right? So this one is very important to think as we read, you know. So it's not just, you know, just glancing through like a newspaper, yeah. So I mean, even if you were just to read the text quickly, you know, glancing through, that itself really is good, yeah. I mean that itself, we really accumulate a lot of virtue, yeah, immeasurable virtue. But if we can do something better than that, if we can also analyze as we read, you know, and of course the benefits are much greater, lah.
Okay. Yeah, take on your question. Yeah, come.
Mr. Tan.
Hello. Why the cultivation of impartiality, then affection and love, are causes to cultivate compassion? Why are they in such a sequence?
What?
Why is it that the cultivation of impartiality followed by affection and then love are causes to cultivate compassion? Right? They must be in that sequence. Impartiality followed by the three steps, which is cultivating affection, then followed by love. Then these three are causes to cultivate compassion, right? Why is it that it is in such a sequence? The sequence cannot change. I mean, for impartiality and affection, it's okay, I understand. But why is it when it comes to love, we cannot cultivate compassion first, then love? Why is it love must come first, then followed by compassion?
I already gave you the answer already. I already mentioned this already.
No answer. Eh? It's said very clearly in the text that in general there's no order in the arising of love and compassion, right?
Yes.
Right? Is there, right? Left hand side page again, yeah?
Yes. But for this 7-point cause and effect, there is a definite order, right?
You see, is there in the text, yeah? There? Wow, Tio Bei Pio, Kui Jo Tio Liao. Page 32, Lam Rim Chemu, Volume 2.
Yeah.
In general, there's no definite order in the arising of love and compassion. But in the context, in this context, when we are discussing the Sevenfold Course and Effect instruction, out of which there are two elements, love and compassion. The love and compassion that we are talking about here has a definite order, because the love that is in the Sevenfold Course and Effect instruction is not just love. It's a love which that arises through the force of affection. So this is how it is usually answered, such a question. There is a definite order between the love that arises through the force of affection and the compassion that is part of the Sevenfold Course and Effect instruction, right?
Yeah.
So this is the answer, but we have to understand, we have to think about the answer, yeah.
Okay.
So finish off with the usual prayers.